Do you see a love surpassing all expression, all comprehension? Who was the wronged one? Himself. Who first sought the reconciliation? Himself. And yet, someone might say, he sent the Son, he didn't come himself. Indeed, it was the Son he sent, yet not solely did he seek, but both with him and by him the Father. So he said that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, that is, by Christ. For since he had said, he gave to us the ministry of reconciliation, he here introduced a correction, saying, don't think that we operate under our own authority in this matter. We are ministers, and the one doing everything is God, who reconciled the world through the only begotten. And how did he reconcile it to himself? For this is the wonder, not simply that it was made a friend, but also by this method a friend. This method. Which method? Forgiving them their sins, for it wasn't possible in any other way. That's why he also added, not counting their trespasses against them. For if he chose to require an account of the things we have done wrong, we would all have perished, for all have died. But even though our sins were so great, he not only didn't require compensation, but even became reconciled. He not just forgave, but he didn't even count. That's how we should also forgive our enemies, so that we too may receive similar forgiveness.